The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, warm greetings from Redwood City. And looks like it's going to be a beautiful blue day, blue sky. And the vast blue sky with no clouds in it is sometimes seen as a synonym, metaphor, analogy for our mind. And to begin appreciating the sense of settledness, wholeness, clarity that can come through meditation practice evokes a sense of delight or satisfaction or being pleased in this opportunity to sit with oneself, to sit and meditate. And that is the 10th step of the 16 steps, is being pleased or deeply satisfied or delighted. The word can mean rejoice. And there's something about stepping back a little bit and appreciating this opportunity to meditate. And then as the meditation, as we become more centered in the moment with ourselves, becoming more whole here. More whole here. Then there is hopefully some deep sense of being of satisfaction in this process. So here we are, and we've been doing this, some of us, for a while now. And so to take your usual meditation posture, or the one that is the right for now, and gently close your eyes. Even if you're agitated about something, if you're sitting in your regular meditation posture, is there something comforting about doing so? Something settling or something familiar that's feels good to be in this posture. And if you've been doing this little ritual of taking a few deep breaths at the beginning, is that also something becoming a little bit comforting or settling or familiar that you can get settled into? So taking a few long, slow, deep breaths, and as you exhale, to relax, maybe a long, slow, deep, long, slow exhale, settling in here. The deep inhale is a chance to feel the fullness of the body, the width and breadth of the body, or the wholeness of the body that's always more whole than the parts, always greater than the particular places of discomfort or distress that we might have. To take a deep breath in that spreads the awareness through the body, So the awareness is more encompasses more than any particular issues we have. And to exhale, to let go of the intensity of some of the thoughts and concerns, soften and quiet the mind, and soften and quiet the heart and the inner, your inner life. Settling in. And then taking, breathing normally. And to some degree, the process of meditation is a process of coming to a kind of wholeness where all things are kind of held together without any a divide within us. Everything has a place. And the relaxing of the body moves in that direction. On the exhale, relaxing the muscles of the face. On the exhale, relaxing the muscles of the shoulder. On the exhale, relaxing in the chest. And on the exhale, relaxing the belly, softening the belly. And perhaps on the exhale, there's a way of releasing the whole body. Releasing the way we might be bracing ourselves. Or releasing the way we're leaning ahead of ourselves. And feeling the breathing for a few moments, familiarizing yourself with your breathing, the experience of it. And then whatever pleasure or joy, well-being that might be here, even if it's in the cracks between other things, breathe with the pleasure, breathe with the well-being, tingling in the body, a warmth, a glow. Feeling of pleasure in the breathing, maybe. Or as you relax, a kind of spread of energy through the body, that has a pleasant quality. Breathe with a pleasant. And as you exhale, relax the mental activity, quieting your thinking. Relaxing any tension or contraction in the thinking mind. Maybe relaxing the thinking mind on the exhale and letting the mind become broader, wider, quieter. Kind of like the waves on a vast lake. The waves quiet down and the top of the lake becomes still. Quiet, the flatness, the calm, stretching wide out towards the horizon. So the mind gets quieter. And then be breathing with your mind state, noticing the general mind mood, the atmosphere of your inner life, breathing with it, allowing it to be the way it is, but being mindful of it as you breathe, maybe appreciating that a mood or a state is broad, wide, maybe has no boundaries, is soft, transparent, translucent, the mind state is not a solid thing. It has no weight, maybe no color, maybe appreciating the insubstantiality of mind state, breathing with it, breathing through it. And rather than letting your mind drift off in thought, let your mind be concerned more with the breathing. Breathing in the middle of this wider whole of body and feelings and mind state. Appreciating the breadth and the width of this whole. And then is there anything about sitting here now? If you really settle in, really connect to the direct experience of meditating, that has a feeling of satisfaction or goodness to it, something that's pleasing or something that makes you feel glad or delighted. Being delighted in the being on the path of practice, having a practice, being settled, not caught up in the busyness of the day. Breathe with what is pleasing, not so much the ideas of it, but maybe the ideas give rise to an embodied feeling of satisfaction, joy, delight in this experience of becoming, moving towards wholeness or settledness or ease, more peacefulness. And breathe with that satisfaction, that delight. And breathe with it in a way that helps the mind become more quiet. A quiet breathing with the inner delight and satisfaction of being here now, instead of caught up in activities and concerns and thoughts, the goodness of just being here, meditating. Step 10 of Anapanasati is breathing in, delighting the mind. Breathing out, delighting the mind. And how might you look out onto the world with eyes of delight? How might you look upon the world with eyes of kindness and love? How might you look out from your heart, sharing delight, sharing joy as if it's food for the hungry, as if it is a missing resource in our lives, to know delight, to know joy. And to look upon others, having delight in them. Appreciating others with respect and love and may it be that our delight and appreciation and respect for others, that we concern ourselves with their happiness, their safety, their capacity to be at peace in this world, their freedom. And may our delight, our joy in others, our appreciation of their beauty and the wonderfulness of others be contagious and support others, so that all beings may be happy, all beings may be safe, so that all beings may be peaceful, so that all beings may be free. And may our delight and joy in the existence of others support that.